Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
He said not to panic.
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
If you're struggling with something and need some advice, you could always reach out to us. Hit the panic button at 404-741-0985. Good morning, Brian.
My real name is not Brian, and you'll understand why in a couple of minutes here, but I definitely do need to hit the panic button.
I love it already. If you're not able to use your real name.
My real name is Tad. No, I'm kidding. So here's the situation. I've been with my girlfriend for the last 6 months, and we decided to wait a little while before I met the kids. And she has a 10-year-old daughter, 12-year-old son. They're very, very sweet. And we were at a barbecue the other day, and she was basically smoking her weed pen in front of the kids, which I found to be a little bit odd. And what really kind of upset me about the whole situation is when her 12-year-old son walked up to her and asked, "Hey, Mom, can I have a little of your medicine pen?" And she responded by saying, "Only a small one. This is Mama's medicine."
Oh, no.
Really?
Is this like the Delta 8?
I don't know what it is, but I know what it is.
Right.
And I just took her aside and I said, "You let your kids smoke pot?" And her response was, "Well, not really. I only let my older son take a hit every now and then. It calms him." And, you know, I was thinking about it a little bit. When I was a kid, my dad would let me take a sip of beer every now and then. But, I mean, you know, I would say that's more of a legal substance overall, even though it isn't necessarily for minors. And I said that to her. I said, "Isn't that illegal?" And she shot back with, "Well, no offense, but please don't tell me how to raise my kids," which sort of rubbed me the wrong way because she's very judgmental when it comes to the way other parents raise their kids. I don't know how I should feel about the rest of the relationship from here.
Interesting that you brought up the beer thing, because that's what I was thinking. Like, when I was a kid, my dad would let me have a sip of beer. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was illegal, but now we live in different times where if I was going to let my kid do anything, if he came to me and he said, "Dad, I'm either going to get hooked on alcohol or get hooked on the hippie lettuce," I would direct him toward the hippie lettuce every step of the way.
You don't hear about so many people causing serious accidents and harming themselves and others because they've toked a little one too many.
Right.
You hear about that because people have been overserved and going behind the wheel.
Right. The only danger with a 12-year-old is that he hits the Doritos too hard.
And takes a nap.
Really, right?
For me, it was Ringdings back in the day, but yeah, I hear where you're coming from.
Well, that's a good question. Do you dabble in this stuff too?
I do drink every now and then, but no, I don't do any of that stuff. And I think the real problem is too, I pulled her son aside and I told him that it wasn't really a good idea and it wasn't legal, and she found out about it, and that's what's really been causing us problems. So based on what you're both saying, do you think I'm overreacting?
That's going to be up to our audience to decide. Keep listening to the show. We're going to turn it over to them and get some advice. You say you've been together with her for what, 6 months?
Yeah, just about that.
Eventually you could become their stepdad, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to anything. I mean, I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but I felt like things were going pretty well until this happened, and now it's just kind of giving me a second to reconsider some things, I guess.
So is this a deal breaker for you?
I wouldn't call it that per se as of yet, but it definitely has my attention. Let's just put it that way.
Michelle and Marietta.
So I'm listening to this about the child with marijuana, and actually they were kind of saying like they'd rather have the kids be on the hippie weed. However, the growing body of empirical research has really evidenced that the adolescent brain is very negatively impacted by regular marijuana use. So really the quote-unquote benignness of marijuana is after adolescence, which currently that means like 25 or above. In other words, the long-term,
Don't get it twisted. I was not saying that I was going to let my nine-year-old know this stuff. I'm just saying in the future,
sure.
We're going to have this conversation. There's no way.
Yeah.
You got to be at least 14. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It's jokes. Appreciate the call, Michelle. Haley in Covington?
If they're worried about their kid being stressed out, there's other alternatives. Like, if you need him, he needs to relax. Maybe give him some quiet time. Maybe give him some, you know, time without electronics. Because electronics also stress kids out. Right?
Mushrooms. Everybody knows that this is wrong for a 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. I do like the comparison to beer, though, because I think it's wrong. Because marijuana has always been illegal. It certainly is illegal in Georgia, but beer was also illegal for a 10-year-old to be drinking. And I'd have a sip and my dad would be like, whoa, whoa, every time. He'd be like, whoa, whoa, just a sip.
But that's just in the United States. You go to Europe or even some South American countries and kids are drinking alcohol whenever they want to.
We all know that this is wrong, which is why Brian's not his real name. I mean, he knows. Everybody knows. Mark and Alpharetta.
The big question isn't whether that one incident is a big deal. The big question is she going to accept any information from him about what his opinion is about raising children?
Well, they're her kids.
Exactly. That was going to be my point. Like, he doesn't really have much of a leg to stand on because he's not the father. He's not even a stepfather. He's just a boyfriend.
Yeah, but at what point does stepmom or stepdad have the right to say something about those kids?
First become a stepmom or a stepdad.
Okay, but even then, are you afforded the right to say, hey, this isn't right, or we should go this angle with the child?
I think, you know, being the product of divorce and having step-parents on both sides, like my dad got remarried, my mom got remarried, I think it would have been a lot easier if my mom was in charge of disciplining the kids, but that's harder on mom.
Right. To be the only one putting forth any kind of discipline or
right, as it
direction.
Was, you know, my stepdad and I would fight, and then she'd come home and she'd have to referee our disagreements anyway. So,
well, and so Ted, you have a great perspective on this because you had a stepdad. Did he have his own children when he was your stepdad?
After, so
that's he was never a parent. And just
he was 20 because people were having and getting married and having kids much younger. My stepdad was 25 years old, raising like an 8-year old,
and had never had kids of his own. So
he didn't know
what he was doing.
No. Jeez. It was trial by fire, and it was not. There is a difference between your own flesh and blood,
right?
No matter what people say, and I know that a lot of people have great relationships with men who have come in their lives and have really stepped up. But that's an exception.
Well, and I think that has a lot to do with the parents as a joined couple. Like, they have to talk to each other. They have to get on the same page about how to parent, who's going to make those decisions, who's going to be the disciplinarian. And until that conversation is kind of laid out and mapped out, it's a gray area.
I mean, you're going to learn this, Kara, with your son now. You and your husband, Ryan, even though there's, you know, you guys are married, it's your bio kid and everything, you have to be on the same page, united front, no matter what. And even if you say the wrong thing, even if you say something that he doesn't agree with, he has to put on his game because as soon as those little brats recognize dissension in the ranks, it all goes to HEW hockey sticks.
Yeah, they're like football coaches playing against each other.
Right?
Yeah. Avis in Lawrenceville.
I'm married with three children. It's hard enough for mom and dad to agree on something sometimes when it comes to these children. The fact that you have an outsider who may be willing to step in and help this woman raise her children, another man's seed, and the first thing she says to him is, don't tell me how to raise my children, he should cut her loose. You don't miss the water until the well runs dry. He's trying to help her.
Amen, Avis. Excellent.
Keeping up today. date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine high of 90 today, 75 in Sonoya. What's going on, Kara?
Give you some details on why Billy Ray Cyrus is claiming fraud in his divorce against Fire Rose in just a second. But there's a woman that's going viral right now for exposing something that her husband does at restaurants that's kind of set the internet on fire. Apparently, every time Cece goes out to eat with her husband, Ryan, and he likes the dishes that the restaurant is using, he'll ask for a box and steal the entire plate.
No.
So do you guys ever do something like this? I know my mom used to love to steal the ramekins. She would never steal like an entire plate, but she loves the little ramekins that like side dishes or something.
The little tiny bowls.
The little tiny bowls.
Yeah.
They're called ramekins?
They're called ramekins. We've had this discussion before.
I have been known to perhaps walk out of a bar with a glass that's branded with the bar name or a particular beer.
Was that intentional or was that Justin Timberlake?
Well, this lit people up who work in the industry, with at least one restaurant owner saying seemingly low-stakes theft like this could actually ruin a small business.
So we have very nice glasses at our bar. They're like $20 each. They're very nice. They provide a very good experience. But recently, we were like, we should stop buying these very nice glasses to provide our guests a really nice experience because people have been taking them.
Okay. Oh, if those are like nice wine glasses, I'd never do that. But a branded beer glass ain't $20. And well, think about the advertising. I have a branded beer glass. Anybody that comes over to my house sees, oh, it's branding. It's marketing. But why would you put the name of the establishment on the glass if you didn't want people to take them? Think about it.
But
you
then
know where you are.
Yeah.
Okay. You tell that to the restaurant owners that are going under because they don't have any dishes or glassware to serve their customers with. Now, whenever somebody claims fraud as a reason for divorce, you know something juicy had to have happened. And that was just one of the reasons why Billy Ray is cited wanting to part with his new wife of 7 months, Fire Rose. And now he's revealing some of the reasons why. He says she lied about her past and had actually been married before and was still carrying her ex-husband's last name. He says that she just wanted the Cyrus last name to further her career and was trying to isolate him from his family and had blocked at least one of his kids from contacting him. Now, of course, there's always three sides to every story, his side, her side, and the truth. Yeah. And she's claiming that he was verbally and mentally abusive and actually blindsided her with this divorce the day before she was to undergo a double mastectomy. So it's just going to be shots fired back and forth between these two.
How old is Billy Ray Cyrus and how old is this Fire Rose?
She's only a couple of years older than Miley.
Right. She wants the Cyrus name to further her career. It all checks out. Yeah. It's Billy Ray's fault. There was nothing fraudulent about it. Dude, you're old. She's super young.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad, Drex, and Kara.
Yeah, I just got a note. He's 62. She's 34.
Wow.
So. and wants to have a music career, please. Oh, no, I like you for your personal. coming up next, can pregnancy really turn you off to certain things forever or just while you're pregnant? Because like Billy Ray Cyrus, an old guy with a younger wife, I too am claiming fraud. Coming up in about 8 minutes.
Oh boy.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. So we were talking about Billy Ray Cyrus claiming fraud as the grounds for his divorce, and I too could claim fraud if I were ever to divorce my wife. And I don't know how this would hold up in court.
Okay, well, we'll bring it to the jury. We'll see what happens.
So before we got married, when we were dating, like, I love seafood. Shrimp, lobster, any kind of seafood. Love it all. So did she. Until she got pregnant with our son and now suddenly doesn't like shrimp. And because she doesn't like shrimp, he doesn't like shrimp. Because she's got such great influence over him. So now, whenever I want to have any kind of seafood, I've got to either go to a restaurant or have people over that.
You got that little fraud. You got the little shrimp closet in your house where you just sit there.
I mean, I do. I eat it like I'm a like a seal waiting to do tricks.
It is is not fraud. Your body changes and your likes change, especially when you're pregnant and after having a child. And no person stays the same throughout the whole course of their life. Your taste buds will change and you'll start liking and disliking things.
Grew up hating mayonnaise. Geez. Still hate mayonnaise. Let's check the open mic.
When my mom was pregnant with me, she used to throw up every time she would hear the Tom Jones song, What's New, Pussycat?
What's new,
Pussycat? Strange.
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new?
Okay. But that was just while she was pregnant. So where this all falls apart is really pregnancy just destroyed your taste buds? Taste buds, which are nowhere near any of that.
It doesn't matter.
Your taste buds for good. Not just while you were pregnant. I understand pregnancy cravings and all this. But forever after that, I don't buy it.
Yes,
I just
you are forever changed after having a baby. Your brain chemistry is different. You like different things. It just happens. I'm sorry.
I think more likely the situation was is during the courting phase of our relationship, I'm like, oh, I really can't stand. I don't like Mondays either. That kind of deal.
Sure.
Then once you get married, put the ring on it, it's like, oh, guess what?
I actually love
everything
a Monday.
Everything I said was true is not true.
I mean, definitely. I remember my wife got pregnant. Like, she used to think I was so funny and she could tolerate me.
Right.
Now, it's nothing.
Okay, well, in that case, in the case of only Drex's humor and Tom Jones, will I say it lasts forever.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you make better apologies than this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, David, you need forgiveness for basically giving the wrong answer to a question you were asked?
Yeah, Holly is a real one of a kind. That's all I have to say.
She popped a question you weren't expecting.
I asked for more time, and that was the wrong answer, I guess.
So what did she ask you?
She asked me to be exclusive.
As in, like, not see other people, like, officially start be boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
And your response was what?
Oh, let me think about it.
Oh,
David. You've been with this woman for 8 months. She goes, I would like to be exclusive. I feel so strongly about you. I love you so much. I want us to not date other people. And your response was, let me think about it.
I was raised to believe that it's a man's job to take the initiative.
Yeah, I get it. A lot of men were raised to believe that we're the ones that are to bring up the future. Mm-hmm. This is why we give you things like engagement rings, or we give you our Letterman jacket in high school
to be claim, like, right, you.
We're going
to
steady now.
Yeah.
You're wearing my ring.
Right.
And so this coming from a woman.
She threw you off guard, huh?
Yeah. But I thought about it and I was like, yeah, I would like that. But the damage was already done.
All right. So we've got to get this. You say her name is Holly, and we're going to get her phone number from you. Give her a call. Explain to her that you didn't mean anything by that. Because, Kara, how would you feel if you heard those words from a guy? It would be over.
Oh, I would be devastated. Because, one, it would take a lot for me as a woman to be like, he's not going to make this call, so now I'm going to ask. And then to be told, let me think about it. Like, that would just be a shot to the heart.
Right, because you're putting yourself out
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
But she just needs to understand the way that you were brought up. It's totally, I get it.
Thank you.
And David, you have apologized to her about this already, right? Or are we going to be the first time she's hearing and I'm sorry?
1,000 times.
Give us a couple of minutes. We'll get Holly on the phone and see if we can get forgiveness, okay?
Thanks.
They can't guarantee the response, but Tad, Drex, and Kara at least help you ask for forgiveness.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
We're just talking to David, and he needs forgiveness from Holly because he says after 8 months of dating, she put herself out there and asked him if they could be exclusive. He was caught off guard because he was really raised to think that it was the man's job to kind of make moves like that. So his response to her requesting that they be exclusive was to say, I'll think about it.
Bad move.
Did not sit well with her. So we're calling Holly to see if she can forgive him for that. She's not going to know you're on the line when she first picks up. Okay, David?
Okay.
Hello.
Is this Holly?
Is this?
This is Tad Drex and Caracom from B98.5. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
The reason we're calling is because we understand that you had a relationship with this guy named David, and I guess you asked him to be exclusive, not see other people, and you didn't really love his response.
You ask a guy to stop playing the field, and he says, let me think about it. Like, come on, dude.
But you have to understand that he was raised where a guy makes that first move.
That is an absolute load of bull. And if I didn't speak up, I would still be waiting for him.
Mm. Well, let me do this. Let's bring David on. He actually called us looking for forgiveness.
Okay, this is the most hysterical thing I have ever heard.
Holly, what's kind of the backstory here? Was he not making a move? Were you frustrated? What made you come out and say him? Was there something that made you feel like you needed to lock him down at the moment?
We went to the movies, and we were coming out of the theater, and it just hit me. Jenny could always count on him. She kept screwing up, but he was always there, and by the time they realized it, it was too late.
Jenny, is this one of the characters in the movie?
Yeah,
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump?
Yeah, she's been making me pay for 30 years ago.
This happened 30 years ago?
We still fight about it every time, because this guy likes to reminisce about being an
So hang on. Are you guys dating?
No, we're married.
You're married?
This happened 30 years ago, and she keeps bringing it up every chance she gets.
You did not mention that, nor did you mention that you guys were married.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah, we are married, thanks to me.
A man asking for forgiveness yet again. Can we please?
Like, if you did it publicly on the radio, that overture would finally put this to bed?
Yes, I would hope so.
So this feature's called Forgive and Forget. Can I assume that you will forgive him for this once and for all?
I've loved you for 30 years. I never wanted to be with anybody else. Can we please put this to rest?
Never.
Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine today, high of 90, 75 now in Lawrenceville. What's up, Kara?
Give you all the details about Justin Timberlake's arrest in just a minute. But do you ever feel like you're being watched at work? With so many people working remotely these days, employers are using new ways to keep tabs on you, and you would never even know it. So if you use a company laptop or cell phone, anything like that, your device activity can and probably is already being monitored. So they can view anything that you send through company accounts.
The thing that makes me crazy is the simulated phishing scams. It's our own company trying to catch us clicking on links. But where they go wrong is we kind of know our employers. We know what these people are like. We got an email from our big boss, Chris, one time. It was like, I was wondering what we wanted for snacks in the vending machine. And I happen to know there's no bleeping way that guy's ever asking that question. Yeah. Could care less.
Well, so this is where things get kind of creepy. They can actually download software that will allow them to remotely control company devices and have access to your microphone, your camera, all of that jazz.
Now we got a problem.
They can spy on you and see how long you've been shopping online, what websites you've been going to, all kinds of stuff. And I know recently there was in the news a bunch of people had gotten fired for using one of those tricks to like make the mouse move so it looks like you're active, but you're not really active.
Attach your mouse to a ceiling fan.
Right. So be careful out there. Don't do anything personal on a work laptop, phone, account, email, web browser, anything if you want to keep yourself a little less vulnerable. Now, everybody's heard by now, the news broke Tuesday just as Tad and I were getting off the air of Justin Timberlake's arrest for drunk driving. I guess he was at a dinner with some friends. He was said to be really going after it, even picking up other people's drinks and taking those down. And when the fun times were over, he did the ultimate no-no, went and got in his car and tried to drive off. So I guess he blew through a stop sign and cops in Sag Harbor, New York pulled him over. He denied taking a breathalyzer test three times, told the officer he only had one martini and was following friends home, and then failed a field sobriety test. So they took him in. But crazy, the officer who actually pulled him over had no idea who Justin was. He was too young to know anything about the boy band, like his solo career, anything. And Justin was said to have said, this is going to ruin the tour. And the cop was like, what tour?
Between the Britney stuff and this, funny enough, if there's an NSYNC reunion, they might not want to include Justin Timberlake. Can you imagine
this? Like, plot twist.
And then Joey calling JT, like, just sit this one out, bud.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Lisa and Sandy Springs, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Hi, Kara. Take a break.
I'm gone, Lisa. Good luck.
Kara's going to step out. We'll ask you five trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you can somehow answer more right than Kara, she has to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Question number one. Pat Sajak's final episode of what game show drew its highest ratings in 10 years?
Wheel of Fortune.
Question number two. Jessica Biel says she was disappointed after hearing about her husband's DUI earlier this week. True or false, Jessica and JT have two daughters together.
True.
Number three, Netflix announced a Simone Biles documentary is going to drop next month. Simone's won four gold medals in what Olympic sport?
Gymnastics.
Number four, today's National Milkshake Day. Female rapper Khalees claims her milkshake does what?
Brings all the boys to the yard.
And number five, Backstreet Boys member AJ McLean now wants to be known by his real name, Alexander James. AJ will be in Atlanta next week with what member of NSYNC?
I don't know. Justin Timberlake.
Doubt that. Bringing Kara back in.
All right. Lisa in Sandy Springs, she got the best question right. That's all that matters.
Yes.
But she did well. We'll see what happens.
Kara, ready for the same questions?
I think so.
Number one, name Pat Sajak's game show.
Wheel of Fortune.
All right, Lisa said that 1-1.
Question two, true or false, Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake have two daughters together.
That's false.
False, they have two sons.
Two sons.
All right, trick question, 2-1, Lisa got it wrong.
Number three, Simone Biles won four gold medals in what Olympic sport?
Gymnastics.
Got Lisa back on the board, 3-2.
Number four, Khalees claims her milkshake does what?
Brings all the boys to the yard.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
We got a nice little giggle from Lisa for that question. All right, it's 4-3 is the score.
Finally, Backstreet Boys member AJ McLean will be in Atlanta next week with what member of NSYNC?
Joey Fatone.
They're going to be at the Coca-Cola Roxy 1 week from today. All right, Lisa got it wrong. Final score this morning, 5-3. Lisa and Sandy Springs, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,807 wins, 57 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Lisa.
No cash, but you get a pair of tickets to see Mike Birbiglia June 24th at the Tabernacle and that $100 gift card to Barbacoa, Tacos, Tapas, and Tequila. It's our tickets and tacos. And by the way, anybody that wants to buy tickets to see Mike Birbiglia can buy them at LiveNation.com. But you don't have to worry because you're all set.
Woo-hoo, thank you.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.